Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Monday, heart work, work of the heart within our body. In the writings of the prophet Hosea, in chapter 2, we read the following from verse 18 onwards. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. Safely. So God wants us to lie down safely. In the time of this corona crisis, this is a special sounding for our ears. To lie down safely, without fear, without being afraid of anything. Lie down safely. It comes from the Lord, not from tests or vaccinations or whatever. It comes from the Lord. He will take care that you can lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yeah. I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercies. Oh, these are words. I like these words. Loving kindness, mercies. Oh, that's something I like very, very much. And I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. You shall know the Lord. It's something. This word, you shall know the Lord, which means the most intimate connection between human beings. And it's used as a symbol for the relationship between God and His creation. In the time of the Reformation, we hear a story of Martin Luther. One day, when he was just teaching his students there in Wittenberg, a group of nuns appeared. They had run away and now they were there. Nuns are married to Christ, so it's not thought to marry them to a person. And Martin Luther was confronted with the host of them. Now what to do with them? He said, we have heard of the Reformation and we want to live according to the Bible and we do not want to be nuns anymore. Oh, work of the Holy Spirit, but what to do in a practical way with nuns who do not want to be nuns any longer. So Martin Luther presented these nuns on the podium in the lecture hall and said to the students who wanted to become pastors, oh, look at them. Choose one of them for you. It's your choice. There they are. And the young students, young men, and their young nuns, they stepped up to the podium and they were taken one by one. They were taken as you take or pick up chickens in a courtyard. But one, she was the leader of the group, she was not interested in the one who wanted to marry her. She said, no, I don't want to be married by you. He was shocked. You must imagine, 500 years before our time, a lady says, no. That was something. Martin Luther visited his father and told him the story. He said, imagine, the leader of these nuns, she refused to be married by the one who wanted to marry her. And the father said, ah, she is in a way like you, the same character as you have. It is time you marry her. Martin Luther, he and marrying someone, no, oh no. But he had a long way home on foot. And in the end, he thought it over. Then he married her. Katharina von Bora, as she is called in the German language. And she became Luther's wife. It was a new covenant. Interesting to know, isn't it?